It is 12:49. We have some breaking news. Let's go to the newsroom. Here is Bruce Hagovic.
Okay, thank you very much, Steve. We're getting reports just coming in now that several people were shot today at a grocery store in Tucson, Arizona, according to a spokesman for the sheriff's office down there, including, according to CNN and other news outlets, an Arizona congresswoman, Democrat Gabrielle Giffords. She reportedly is among those who have been shot, several people shot. A couple of victims with gunshot wounds have arrived at a medical center. They've been coming in the last 10 minutes, and we're not sure about the severity of the injuries, according to a spokesman. He said, we're just trying now to sort this out. So several people shot at a grocery store in Tucson, Arizona. This happened about 10 o'clock this morning, Mountain Time. Among those shot, reportedly, is Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and we'll have more on this as soon as it becomes available.
All right, very good. Bruce, in our newsroom monitoring, and of course, more from CBS at 1 o'clock here on News Radio 830 WCCO.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. A congresswoman is shot. Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords and several of her staff members shot by a gunman at a public event in Tucson, reportedly shot in the head. She is rushed to the hospital. Condition unknown. For more on Congresswoman Giffords, we are live now with CBS News correspondent Sam Litzinger in Washington.
Jim, some background. Giffords represents Arizona's 8th congressional district. She was reelected in 2008. Giffords' website, which describes her as a centrist, says the Democratic congresswoman is a champion of solar energy, immigration reform, and veterans' needs. She supported President Obama's health care reform.
Arizonans need reform that puts the power back into the hands of patients and doctors. Mr. Speaker, we can do this, and we must do this. If you like your plan, you should be able to keep it.
Her stand drew strong criticism from some of her constituents, Jim.
Again, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords shot, along with as many as a dozen others, at a public event in Tucson. There are reports the suspect may be in custody.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Sam Litzinger. There are published reports that Arizona Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords has died after being shot in the head at a public gathering in Tucson. KOLD reporter Sam Lysaeus says she's not the only fatality.
The total number of injuries, we have 7 people who are hospitalized at this point with some very serious injuries. We have a confirmation of 4 individuals who are dead today as a result of this mass shooting.
Some of the other shooting victims are said to be members of Giffords' staff. A suspect reported in custody. Witnesses say he ran up to Giffords and opened fire. Giffords, described as a centrist on her website, had supported President Obama's health care reform, a stand which drew strong criticism from some of her constituents. There's no official word on a possible motive for today's shooting. Again, published reports that Arizona Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords has died after being shot in the head in Tucson. CBS News Special Report, I'm Sam Litzinger.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Jim Taylor. Shot and killed, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. A public event in Tucson, as many as a dozen people shot, a total of 7 may be dead, including several congressional staff members. KOLD-TV reporter Mark Stein is there.
A suspect was caught at the scene. At this time, I have not heard anything on an age or anything on that suspect, other than that suspect came in, according to the Sheriff's Department, with 1 gun, and they said possibly multiple guns in this shooting. And at the time of the briefing a short while ago, the Sheriff's Department told us that that suspect was alone, possibly working with someone else.
Also from KOLD, reporter Sam Lysaeus.
We understand that Tucson police, the Sheriff's Department, University police, a good number of local authorities on scene. The FBI is also en route. We understand that they've been at the scene near Ina and Oracle all morning long.
Again, Arizona Representative Giffords shot in the head, pronounced dead. CBS News Special Report, I'm Jim Taylor.
Certainly, big story today is that U.S. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was shot at a constituent event in Tucson, Arizona this morning. There were reports earlier in the hour that she had died. The very latest from AP is that she is alive, but in critical condition and in surgery after that shooting. So once again, conflicting reports about Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. She was shot at a constituent event in Tucson, Arizona, and we'll have the very latest from CBS News coming up at 1:50, and of course at the top of every hour throughout the day, and we'll bring you breaking news at once. But the very latest is that the Congresswoman is alive, but in critical condition and in surgery after the shooting.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Sam Litzinger. A mass shooting in Tucson, Arizona. One of the victims, Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Gabby, as she's known to many, was shot in the head by a man witnesses say ran up to her and opened fire. There have been reports she's dead, but a hospital spokeswoman says she's in critical condition. Several victims of the shooting spree are reported dead. Several others wounded. A suspect is said to be in custody. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss says security at the event wasn't particularly tight.
As a general rule, members of Congress who are not in the leadership don't have any special security when they're back in their home districts. The Capitol Police protect their offices in Washington, but unless there's some specific threat, would not be protecting members of Congress back home. Giffords' Tucson office was vandalized back in March of last year after she voted for the health reform bill, one of several similar incidents at the time.
No word on a possible motive for today's mass shooting. Giffords has been considered a moderate in a generally conservative district. CBS News Special Report, I'm Sam Litzinger.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. A congresswoman shot and reportedly killed, along with several others, happened at a public event in Tucson, Arizona today. Representative Gabrielle Giffords shot in the head. There are reports she is dead. As many as 15 or 20 shots fired at the event. More about the congresswoman from CBS News Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Fuss.
Gabrielle Giffords, who goes by Gabby, was just elected to her third term in Congress from a border district in Arizona. A moderate Democrat from a generally conservative state, her victory in November was a narrow one. These kinds of public events are, of course, extremely common for members of Congress. Most members schedule them for weekends when they go home to meet with their constituents, doing what politicians have to do, to see and be seen.
There are reports four people are dead in the mass shooting, including the congresswoman. There is another report that she is alive and in surgery. A suspect is in custody. The congresswoman's husband is astronaut Mark Giffords, scheduled to command April's launch of the space shuttle Endeavour. CBS News Special Report, I'm Jim Taylor. Shot in the head at point-blank range, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords happened at a public event today in Tucson.
She is currently in surgery. Nine patients came to the hospital, all of critical or serious at this point. There were four fatalities at the scene.
Medical Center spokeswoman Darcy Slayton there. Among the dead, members of the congresswoman's staff. More about the third term Democratic congresswoman from CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Congresswoman Giffords, like all her fellow members of the House of Representatives, was sworn in on the House floor on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, as dozens of members took turns reading the Constitution of the United States on the House floor, she, by random, was the one who was selected to read the First Amendment, and she read on the House floor that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
President Obama condemning the attack today. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jim Taylor. CBS News. I'm Jim Taylor. A congresswoman shot in the head.
Critical. But she's currently in surgery right now.
It's a hospital spokeswoman talking about Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, shot several times today, point-blank range, happened at a public event in Tucson. 18 people injured, at least four fatalities, including some of her congressional staff and reportedly a U.S. District Court judge. Reaction in Washington?
President Obama calls the shooting an unspeakable tragedy and says in a statement that such a senseless and terrible act of violence has no place in a free society. Similar sentiments from the two top leaders of Congress, Republican Speaker John Boehner and Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, calling it a sad day for the country. Boehner in his statement says an attack on one is an attack on all. And Pelosi calls Giffords a brilliant and courageous member of Congress, saying it's especially tragic she was attacked while meeting with the constituents she serves. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Washington.
Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords shot today. One lone gunman is in custody. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jim Taylor. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords shot today at a public event in Tucson.
Law enforcement sources said that a man apparently stood up in the crowd and shouted something and then opened fire.
That's CBS News producer Pat Milton at University Hospital. Dr. Peter Reed.
We have received 10 patients. Of those, one died. We have 5 patients in critical conditions, and we currently have 5 patients in the operating room.
Among the dead, U.S. District Court Judge John Roll and a young child, 18 injured.
I'm Bob Fuss in Washington. President Obama called the shooting at a political rally in Arizona an unspeakable tragedy, saying such violence has no place in a free society. Both Republican House Speaker John Boehner and Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi called this a sad day for America. Boehner saying an attack on one who serves is an attack on all who serve.
A suspect is in custody. CBS News Special Report. I'm Jim Taylor. CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. A congresswoman shot. Happened in Tucson today.
Law enforcement sources said that Congresswoman Gifford was shot and an unknown number of others were also shot on a street corner in Tucson as the congressman was greeting constituents. Others were also shot on a street corner in Tucson as the congressman was greeting constituents.
CBS News producer Pat Milton shot through the head, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, presidential reaction just minutes ago.
The suspect is currently in custody, but we don't yet know what provoked this unspeakable act.
That lone suspect in custody identified as Jared Lafner, at least a dozen injured by gunfire and at least five people killed, including a U.S. District Court judge and a young girl. At University Hospital in Tucson, Dr. Peter Ree, optimistic following surgery on the congresswoman.
She was shot through and through on one side of the head. It went through her brain.
When you say optimistic, are you optimistic for a full recovery? Is it too early to tell?
We cannot tell what kind of recovery, but I'm about as optimistic as it can get in this situation.
We will keep you updated on the developing story in Tucson, Arizona. Again, horrible news today regarding Arizona Representative Gabrielle Giffords, shot in the head, critically injured this morning at a meet and greet at a Safeway supermarket in Tucson. Now, the LA Times is reporting 18 people shot, six dead. We've had varying numbers. There's a 22-year-old suspect being held in custody, but again, CBS will update us with something at the bottom of the hour, and if anything changes, we will continue to monitor that story.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Sam Litzinger. President Obama says a shooting in Tucson, Arizona is a senseless act of violence. The gunman opened fire as Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was meeting voters at a town hall gathering. She was shot in the brain, but is alive. At least five people, including a federal judge, were killed, several others wounded.
It's not surprising that today Gabby was doing what she always does, listening to the hopes and concerns of her neighbors.
Arizona Governor Jan Brewer.
Certainly doesn't show favor on the state of Arizona, that we have a lot of good, decent people here, as this is one of those horrible tragedies that we face.
The gunman's identified as Jared Lufner. He's in custody. The doctor who's treating Gifford says she's doing as well as can be expected.
She is in critical condition. The neurosurgeons have finished operating on her. And I can tell you at the current time period, I'm very optimistic about recovery.
She was reelected in 2008. CBS News Special Report, I'm Sam Litzinger.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Howard Arenstein.
I know Gabby is as tough as they come. And I am hopeful that she's going to pull through.
40-year-old Arizona Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is in critical condition with a gunshot wound to the head. She was among 18 people shot at a Congress on Your Corner event she was hosting at a Tucson Safeway store. President Obama said Giffords was doing her job, listening to the hopes and concerns of her neighbors.
This is more than a tragedy for those involved. It is a tragedy for Arizona and a tragedy for our entire country.
Giffords is married to astronaut Mark Kelly. At least five people were killed, 12 were wounded. Among the dead, federal judge John Roll, who apparently came to the event just to say hello to the congresswoman. The shooter has been identified as 22-year-old Jared Lee Lofner. A 9mm Glock pistol with an extended magazine was recovered at the scene. Peter Ree, trauma director at University of Arizona Medical Center, said Giffords is doing as well as can be expected after suffering a bullet through her brain.
She is in critical condition. The neurosurgeons have finished operating on her. And I can tell you at the current time period, I'm very optimistic about recovery.
Security at such events is usually very light, but congressional correspondent Bob Fuss says that could change.
The U.S. Capitol Police add a warning that members of Congress and their staffs should take, quote, reasonable and prudent precautions regarding their personal security. They'll give no indication there were any threats against Giffords or any threats against anyone else.
At least six dead and 12 wounded in a Tucson shooting that left Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords fighting for her life. CBS News Special Report, I'm Howard Arenstein.
CBS News, I'm Sam Litzinger. Police say it appears to have been the work of a lone gunman. 22-year-old Jared Lufner, suspected of opening fire at a town hall-type gathering in Tucson, Arizona, at which Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was talking to voters. She was shot in the brain, but is alive. Officials now say six other people were killed, several others wounded. Lufner's in custody. No official word on a motive.